Good afternoon, campers. Hi there, and everybody. How are you? It's Mike O'Mara, host of the Mike O'Mara Show on the internet. Good to have you with us.
Do you realize there's going to be probably, I would say, another 25 to 30% more people in the country really listening to the show right now for the first time?
Let me sign on the show professionally.
Please.
Show people the way it's done.
Clear your throat.
Show people why we're number one. Hello, friends. Mike O'Mara relaxing on a sunny beach in Miami. No.
Oh, my God. What?
Okay. A little backstory.
Wow. Okay. You know what? Hold on. My headphones are too loud.
Oh. Let's turn them down. Shall we? You're white.
I don't think it's the headphones. Yes. I think, Mike.
Just like your skin.
You don't have to remind me of that.
I think, Mike, it's not the headphones. I think it's the protein.
Okay, here it is. I'm on this new diet. Did you talk to the lady about the thing? How are we doing with that?
I did. We're doing well with
everything
that.
Going fine?
Yes.
Because that's Monday. I want to start talking about that.
Right.
Good. Because I got to talk about it on both shows.
Mm-hmm. That person that I was supposed to talk to, we spoke this morning.
Good, good. I can't feel my fingers.
What's going on?
No, you're fine.
Here it is. Big news for the Mike O'Mara Show, and I'm here to let Mark Gronick announce the big news.
Ah. Ladies and gentlemen, the Mike O'Mara Show has been selected as iTunes' favorite podcast on Facebook.
In fairness, along with the Big O and Duke Show.
That's right.
Yeah. Who would not have made it had I not given them my blessing.
That's right.
A mere month ago.
You held that microphone as a scepter.
I said, yay, and on unto Big O and Dukes I shall. What is this?
Is that a piece of steak in your microphone?
It's dust.
Oh, no.
Ashes to ashes.
Ugh. Yeah. But big news for us, and we couldn't be happier.
Yes, I said, yo unto Big O and Dukes fans. I bless ye.
Yes.
I bless ye. I bless ye. And lo and behold, we woke up this morning, and there we were with the iTunes Facebook survey of the best podcasts of 2010. Thank you. Thank you for voting. Thank you for making us number one. It is nice to be number one somewhere.
It is.
Really? Oh. I certainly don't get that pleasure on the radio.
Especially when you come into your workplace and find a pile of number two.
Yes, that's true. Like to thank. Which dog was it? Was it Frankie?
Had to be Frankie.
The little one, Frankie.
Judging from the size and flavor.
RJ had a good point.
Yes.
He thinks that Frankie was shimmying his way up the stairs because you guys have those kitchen chairs blocking the stairs.
Right.
And that's not really a good deterrent for
little Frankie.
That's
because Linda was supposed to bring over the gate. And I think we get the gate today. And the house is a wreck. I've moved my stuff from my mom's house into my kitchen. It's just sitting there. I'm doing meals every day and I'm cooking. And so there are dishes everywhere because Carla's been working like hell and it's crazy. And I'm just going nuts.
But Mike, despite all that, there's one thing we mustn't disregard.
What's that, Rob?
That clearly Oscar Santana is the most popular podcaster in the world.
And he's the most interesting man in the world. How do you feel with both shows that you're attached to, you smug that both of your shows happen to be number one because your little germy fans, you know, happen to
you are
happen
like
to,
Elvis and the Beatles
and let me just say
everything.
I know we share listeners.
Yes, we do.
We did on the radio, but these aren't the people that voted for you. The people that voted for you, they're that contingent of people that hate me.
They don't hate me.
So you're saying the vote for Oscar was not a vote for Oscar, it was a vote against Mike.
The Beau LeBlancs of the world. You know what? The Mike O'Mara walks into a room and Beau is going, and I told him to, hey.
No.
But isn't that just sort
you gotta
of bum?
Let it, there's a couple ways you can look at this. One, I'm extremely flattered to be part of two great and epic projects.
And why is that, Oscar? Because you win?
No, it's not because I win. I think it's great. I think we all worked very hard to get here, and it's a group win.
There is no way for you to feel bad in this situation. This is a win-win-win. There's a 50% way for me to feel bad.
I was shocked, but I will say this, that there is a segment of this broadcasting world, and I think we should take a page clearly out of the hip-hop world. You know how the hip-hop world...
Oh, that's a slippery slope, Mr. Spicoli.
Do you know how Mike, listen, this is good. He's going to talk about people that sing rap songs.
Do you know how the hip-hop world embraces each other's artist?
Like Biggie and Tupac?
No,
don't they shoot each other often?
In the 1990s.
Okay.
Now these days, if Jay-Z's doing something great, he will
meet my teeth.
And he thinks Nelly's doing something great.
That's amazing.
They actually put each other on each other's songs because they know that they're going to embrace both audiences.
All right.
I think for years, broadcasters, and we should have taken a page out of their really business outlook, where they said, hey, let's embrace it and let's share this audience.
Now, who are these two rappers you're talking about?
Jay-Z and Nelly.
Now, they're different guys?
They're different guys.
Okay.
And they got together because they were more powerful together than they were apart.
Yes.
That's obviously true.
It's kind of like
the
Mussolini
and Hitler.
The Big
O Show and the Mike O'Mara Show are better shows allied together
of
than
course.
They are apart.
Clearly.
That's it, because we share the same loves, the same interests, sex, food, talking about being fat, talking about our relationships. And these shows don't really exist that much on the radio anymore, if at all.
And it is a testament, not to just the people in this room right now, but to the listeners that take the time to listen every day.
Amen.
But, you know, you've given kind of a politically correct answer.
Yes.
I'd like to know, really, how do you feel about this? Did you wake up this morning, see that, or have you been walking around with a bit of a swagger?
No, I actually found out last night because I got a Twitter message.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on and I said...
The guy who owns Facebook said, hello, Oscar, you've done it. You're the most popular podcaster in the world.
I said, well, clearly... This isn't just about me, but if you're going to give me a title, I would enjoy the Prince of Podcasting.
There it is.
There you go.
Thank
That's
you
the
much.
Honest part right there. I like that. Take it away.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
We're on the entertainment capital of the world.
What's the scoop?
We got him.
You're kidding.
Take a look at that.
Are you f***ing crazy? You gave away $4,200 worth of aluminum siding free.
Sam, this is the best scam I've ever thought of in my entire life.
Oh.
It's in my blood, Sam. I'm brilliant. I'm f***ing brilliant. This scam is so brilliant, I'm beside myself.
What are you talking about?
All right, here it is. You go back into the house, and this is what you say.
You know, Mr. Tilly's crazy. He had a nervous breakdown.
What's that?
Oh, he's been under a lot of pressure recently, and he just snapped. I mean, it's the saddest thing you've ever seen. But let's be honest, nobody gives away $4,200 worth of aluminum siding free.
I thought it was very generous. Sometimes the Lord moves in mysterious directions.
Mysterious directions? Let me tell you something. When I go see his boss and show him this contract, he'll be out of this business. He'll lose his home, his wife and kids will be thrown in the street, he'll probably end up in an institution.
Why did it have to be thrown out into the street?
Well, you don't think his boss is going to pick up a $4,200 job, do you?
Hmm.
Can I have a cup of coffee?
Won't be a minute.
What do you say we just sit down and try to work this out? Maybe we can figure out something.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Well,
you know, anyway. It's a great Tuesday when you bust out your Roland Gift impression.
Thank you. Is that who that is?
Yeah, Fine Young Cannibals.
Okay, so the scam in Tin Men.
Yes, one of many.
Is that they are going into the house and they're saying
old people.
He signed this contract and he didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah, he goes in, DeVito goes in and gives them $4,000 worth of siding, leaves.
Right.
Then his partner goes in and plays the sympathy card saying he's crazy.
He's out of his mind.
And then once they get them to return the free siding, they get them to buy siding.
They return all the free and then they buy it for like a discount.
Exactly.
Very good.
It's
I like
such
that.
A great. If you've never seen Tin Men,
that's good.
Take the time.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world. I wonder if we're on in Pakistan.
That's you know what? Let me look.
I'd love to find out. From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeOmarashow.com.
We're on, but no one's reporting that we're on.
Tuesday, May 3rd, 2011. Our segment today is brought to you by our Amazon page. Hey, all of you new folks. Just joining us today because we're number one on Facebook. Thank you.
Yeah.
First of all, we're happy to have you with us, and we would also like you to go to our Amazon page, and all you have to do is go to michaelmeraschow.com/Amazon. When you think of shopping for any occasion, especially Mother's Day coming up this Sunday, think michaelmeraschow.com/Amazon. That's how you support our show. It's an easy little formula that Mr. Ronick figured out a short time ago.
Thank you.
Are we on in Pakistan?
We are.
We are on in Pakistan.
Somebody is listening.
There's one person?
Yes, there's one person.
And am I the only one who's troubled when they talk about the mansion in Abbottabad that it looks like an abandoned motel in Florida?
Do you have the Jon Stewart from last night?
I don't.
Shamrock had that on the Shamrock soundboard today. Okay.
Good for him.
Look at the look. Boy, that's crestfallen. I'm never doing that again.
No,
it's
okay.
I'm not going to do it. I'll do it again, but I won't say it the way I said it.
No, it's fine, Mike, because I had it, chose not to bring it because my stuff is so much better than that.
Okay. It was the Jon Stewart line about if a New York. It was so well written by Jon Stewart's writing team.
Yeah.
I can't even duplicate it. It was so funny when he talked about Abbottabad would be what New Yorkers would have called the location Osama bin Laden got shot if they were just making it up.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. And then he does this whole thing. Yeah, you got your Osama bin Laden who's hanging out in probably, I don't know, Abbottabad or whatever. Oh, my God. It was so beautifully executed and written, that show. That's why that show is one of the best shows on television. On the program today, I want to talk for just a second about the haters and the instigators of the haters that aren't necessarily the haters right now, but they want to go back to being the haters. And I'll talk about that because I got to get it off my chest or I'm going to be pissed off all the
time. Haters regarding what happened yesterday.
Yes.
I saw some of it on Facebook, and I actually went so far as to give a guy a dressing down because it pissed me off that bad.
It's a bad time.
You engaged?
I did. I engaged. And got an apology.
Bikers, I need you. My mom's first night in the facility and the new place. And Rob, you have a story about
the culture of paintball.
The culture of paintball.
And I have questions and I have things to relate, and
very
I'd like
good.
Your input because what I saw horrified me.
That's good. In fact, we'll get to that right after I just do this little thing. Want to get this off my chest if I can. And really, thanks again to everybody who made our podcast and the Big O and Duke show number one. More importantly, this show, because I don't speak for Big O or Dukes, but I will tell you
very kind.
That you know, we are so delighted that that you supported us and you put us up there, and we were thrilled. And how much were we in front?
We were up by like 50%.
50%, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I thought going to bed last night, what could possibly happen better than the death of Osama bin Laden? And then I wake up to this. It's really a fantastic week.
You know what? No matter what you do, it's great to win kind of contest like that. I don't care if there are 50 people voting, you know, 5,000 times. It doesn't matter. It makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
It means that our fans and our listeners of this show supported us this much, and we hope we don't let you down. And you know what? The people that support this podcast never fail to blow me away with their enthusiasm, with their support for everything we ask for. You know, we constantly are in a situation where, yeah, we provide this show, and we like to think that we work pretty hard to put a decent show together for you every day. But we're also continuously going to the well and saying,
our hands are out.
Can you support us here? Can you support? Now, we don't ask for donations anymore,
right?
But we get them still, and we ask for you to support certain sponsors, and that's what supports the show. And you never let us down, and God bless you for that. This has been, in my radio career, and I count this as the same thing,
right?
One of the most gratifying things in my life, doing this podcast. It's just terrific to see stuff like this. It makes me very happy.
If the five guys in this room had half the enthusiasm of the listeners, can you imagine how great this show would be?
Just amazing. We might even be on TV.
Yeah.
Well, kind of. We could stream it.
Wouldn't that be special?
That would be great.
Okay. Here it is.
Yes.
I'm going to lay it out for you.
Okay.
This is quite simply one of the most significant triumphs for the American government in decades. This is one in the win column that we haven't had for a long, long time.
Quick question.
Yes.
Now, I was talking to Carrie last night, and I said, this is obviously the biggest story since 9/11, I think, news-wise.
Right.
What do you think is the last, what's the last victory that matches up with this historically?
Oh, boy, somebody had it.
Maybe the
locally,
end of
we had a great call on the radio show the other day where a guy said, where it'll make you feel the same way, it's when they caught the D.C. sniper.
Cool. Okay, I'll
but
buy
it's
that.
Not, it's
but
not,
I'm talking national.
It's not national.
Do you think, I mean, it was almost comical and lighthearted when the Gulf War ended because it was so in control the whole time.
Right, right.
I think this is a bigger victory than that, but I think we got to go back to that, and that was 91?
I think what I like to say, and a lot of people disagree with me, but I think for the country and for our society, I think one of the biggest moments was electing an African-American president. I think that was a huge, huge deal, and they're interrelated a little bit.
Sure.
We are in a land now, and it's just obvious. I'm going to cut through all the bullshit.
Okay.
And I'm sorry.
Did
I'm cussing so much.
The protein make you
so
do
much.
That? Are you showing off for our new friends?
I'm
going
to cut through all of it and go, I'm sorry. This is because the president's black. There's no other way. I'm tired of dancing around this. And
you know, the haters.
The haters. Yeah. Who just can't give the man his due. There's this exchange last night with a guy who's an Obama supporter, and then a guy who wants to run Obama down and say he didn't pull the trigger. Oh, give me a break. Listen, there are certain things where unilaterally we get behind each other in America. One is when we're attacked, like we were on 9/11, and I said on the air, I said this, I said I never felt more proud of a president than when George Bush got up on that pile of debris with the elderly firefighter and said, we're going to go get him. I love that. I was behind our president back then, okay? Did I take shots at the president and make fun of him at the time? Yes, of course I did. I am behind this president right now, and right now, this is a unilateral moment for everybody, for just the moment, to forget. But they can't.
Nope. They can't do it.
They can't get their ideology out that is so shoved so far up there, you know what, to just relax and go, what a great singular moment for the United States. I mean, I'm blown away by this. People has got to stop. We got to stop this game, and that's what it is. It's a game for small-minded people.
Yeah,
this is not a game for thinkers at all.
Go back 1 week when Bob Schieffer, no less than Bob Schieffer, was calling Donald Trump a racist.
Which he was. They were racist. Those were racist undertones.
But look at the roots of where this comes from, and you're saying it's a game for small-minded people.
Right.
And why is Trump leading the polls? Maybe because he's catering
to
the small-minded people.
Yeah. The hatred.
You present simple ideas that aren't necessarily right, but if they're simple, they can understand it. If you take an issue that has 50 sides,
now,
but
I wanna
make it black and white.
I want to make sure really clear here. Everybody that is a Republican that's on the right does not feel the way that it does not, first of all, consider themselves a racist or are a racist. You're not a racist.
No, that doesn't
I'm
make
not
you a
saying
racist.
That in any way, shape, or form. And I'm saying, do I think Donald Trump's comment pandered to that kind of mentality? Yeah, I think so.
Sure.
I think there are a lot of people that maybe think Donald Trump is, you know, is a businessman that could straighten out our economic woes and all that stuff. But at the same time, this issue is what I'm talking about, specifically this moment.
Okay.
This moment where this is all this country's talked about. We got to get Osama. We got to get Osama bin Laden. And we not only did it, we did it with SEAL Team 6, the best and the brightest, the best possible human beings that we have. Tough guys, but men of honor.
Right.
Men of honor who would literally lay down their life for another one of their buddies and for the United States of America and do it without even blinking. They don't have these kind of guys everywhere, people. They have them here in the United States. They don't care about these BS little politics. And I just think for 1 day, for 2 days, for a week, for a month, can we just stop hating each other for a second and go, hey, I don't care that one guy did it while one guy was in office. This is a triumph, man. This is a happy time. I don't want to hear the bickering anymore about, oh, my side. And really, with all due respect to all the people that throw darts at Barack Obama on a weekly, daily, hourly, by-the-minute basis, he did good.
Yeah.
He hit it out of the park. Acknowledge that. He has changed the legacy of his presidency.
Oh, absolutely.
Deal with it, you know?
May I offer some audio to support what you're saying?
Sure.
I was going to save this for the vault, but it fits better here.
Okay.
Yesterday on the Rush Limbaugh radio program, he was just, and it sounds like he's talking through clenched teeth, he starts to quote-unquote praise Obama
right.
for what he did. but watch how quickly it spins into sarcasm.
Yeah.
And because he's stirring the pot of the people that once again can't stand
the victory. There's no way. Right.
But listen, this is just
And then I want to say, I want to make it real clear. Did I agree with Whoopi Goldberg about what Donald Trump said and that was kind of racial pandering there? Absolutely. Do I think that everybody that likes and loves Rush Limbaugh and his politics are racist? Absolutely 1,000% not. I want to make that clear.
Oh, absolutely.
I've made that mistake before where I haven't clarified that, and I don't want to do that.
However,
today,
I do also want to restate that I think what you're saying is this is a great moment for our country.
It is.
Let's enjoy the great moment
absolutely
for our country.
Jesus.
And everything was going great until about noon Eastern yesterday.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to open the program today by congratulating President Obama. President Obama has done something extremely effective, and when he does, this needs to be pointed out. President Obama has continued.
Right. Stop it right there. When he does, it needs to be pointed out.
As if it's an isolated incident.
Like, you're doing me a favor, you bloated, fat hump.
Bloviation, Mike.
You know, honest to God.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing, like, we're not, our brains aren't big enough to do this. We have to point out, otherwise we'll still, okay, let's
worry,
listen to more.
Rush will help us figure it out. Mm-hmm.
Bush policies of keeping a military presence in the Middle East. He did not scrub the mission to get bin Laden. In fact, it may be that President Obama single-handedly came up with the technique in order to pull this off. You see, the military wanted to go in there and bomb, like they always do. They wanted to go in there and drop missiles and launch bombs, a number of totally destructive techniques here.
And wait, he goes on with more.
I don't understand. I know what he's all about, and look, he clearly has an audience, but I don't understand, as an American, why you would even take the time to try to diminish what has happened.
Right.
Because
that's his business.
There is a cottage industry. I work in a building where it exists. I work in a building where this man is on the radio, one of the radio stations. It is part of the shtick.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
part of, you have to do it. It's like why they say to me at radio stations, you know, tone down the politics. It's why I do it here. And I don't do it all the time here. We like to have fun and be fun. But, you know, do I lean a little left? Yeah. Do I yell at Obama? Occasionally. You know, and I have good reason, do I think. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I yell at Bush. Sometimes. This is a moment, man. This is a moment to say we're all Americans. I mean, a real moment to say forget all the partisan politics. Let's see or hear some more of this.
President Obama. Perhaps the only qualified member in the room to deal with this. He alone understood the need to get DNA to prove the death. Obama alone understood the aftermath, alone understood that there would be doubting Thomases if the place was just obliterated and no evidence was to be found. It was President Obama, single-handedly, and alone, who came up with the strategy brought about the effective assassination of Osama bin Laden.
And somehow drawing a parallel between the DNA proof of Osama's death with the birth certificate, I think.
So he's being really turbo cagey.
And that's the first thing out of the chute yesterday on his show.
Well, that's my point.
Bloviation, Mike.
I think this is such a great time to celebrate the United States of America, to throw away our politics, even to throw... I even took a little issue with some people that called me on the radio yesterday morning that were saying, hey, we got to be on our guard. I was like, yes, I know that.
Yeah.
I know that, but give us a moment.
Something.
A moment where, if you remember the terror we all felt in that moment, that they succeeded, that the terrorists won, you know, you just want to have a moment to be joyous.
I underestimated, and I will tell you and it was something I didn't mention yesterday on the program, is you feel this when you're watching it live and it's happening and you see the celebrations, regardless of how you feel, you are overwhelmed with emotion.
Yeah.
And while I'm an emotional guy, I never really just watch a news story and then get welled up. I get welled up not because this was such an amazing moment. It's also because I never realized the psychological trauma that this country was under.
Yeah, we went through this, and then we went through the D.C. sniper back to back. People were walking around just going, blah, 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 you know, it was crazy.
The country was going through this, and somehow you almost forget because it becomes status quo. So when something like this happens,
right,
and it's a weight off your shoulders,
yes,
that's really what it is.
Resolution.
You almost sit there and say, I can't believe we lived like this.
When this happened, Oscar, and I'm going to bring this point up again, and Rob, you remember this.
Okay.
When George Bush finally arrived in New York City, it was a Friday, correct? Was it a Thursday or a Friday?
I think it was a Thursday.
Was it a Thursday?
We left town on Friday.
Because the jets were flying overhead, yeah, and the president was here. He was not a Republican. He was not a Democrat.
No,
he was not
right.
a liberal. That was our president who came into the city of New York, and we who were in New York suddenly, because he was the president, felt safe.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And he did it well, and he made you feel glad that you had him in the Oval
yep.
Office, and it was not a partisan issue. This is another one of those moments, and I just think for the good of the country, let it linger a little bit.
Please.
Let it linger. Let's stop just going to war with each other constantly and saying the other guy's all wrong and I'm all right. It just doesn't do any good.
Nope.
Damn it.
No,
it really does. Are we going to have different differences? Of course we are. But I'm going to be honest with people here. The hatred that I have heard, because everybody knows who I voted for. You know, I play a lot of golf and I'm around golfers. And I go up and I'm around these people. The level of vitriol, of venom
mm-hmm.
for this president. I've never, ever, ever heard anything touch it. And it's bad.
Yep.
And if you know people that do it, it's bad. It comes from an evil place. I'm sorry, it does. I'm not talking about the fact that you might believe in different politics. I'm talking about that other component that we hear when we hear Donald Trump say, hey, is he really an American? Did he really get into college? We know what it is.
Right.
And I got hate mail, and I will get hate mail. I got hate mail, the likes of which, Rob, you remember this when I said it on the old radio show, and I practically, they practically ran me out on town on a rail when I said that this right-wing thing that starts with the bigotry
right.
explodes, and it's dangerous, and it's bad crap, and God damn it, it's 2011, and knock it off. I don't care if you hate his politics or you think he's a sleazeball,
right.
whatever, that's fine. From the highest mountaintop, but examine your souls a little bit and look into yourself and say, why am I so mad? Why am I so angry that Barack Obama's president? I think you're going to find out.
Mm.
I think you're going to find out. You're going to find out where it comes from, and it comes from a very ugly place, a very basic place,
sure.
and I believe that. And listen, everybody's been discriminated in this country. Eventually, you know, you go back far enough in history, you find everybody. When we're here first,
right.
they're not going to be treated the same way. It happens. Get the F over it. I had to say it.
I agree.
I felt it was necessary to say that.
I think it's very valid, and I think it's very strong.
And man, oh man, celebrate the good that we have in this country. We have, there's nobody that has Navy SEAL Team 6.
I know.
We got them.
Yeah.
They've got high-level units in Israel that, I guess, do anti-terrorism. They've got people in Europe that are very good. I don't think anybody comes anywhere close supermen
yeah.
that do this stuff for us.
The fact they go in 2 copters, lose one,
right.
still pull the mission off, blow up the copter,
Incredible.
And leave 40 minutes.
Incredible.
40 minutes.
And that's what I love to celebrate. That's what I'm so happy
And because
about.
Of the SEAL code, you talk about men of honor, they probably will never be recognized publicly.
Right. I wish I had his name. Phil, I forgot the
Connor?
Last name.
Donahue?
No, he was a Navy SEAL, and he wrote Navy SEALs. He wrote the screenplay for Navy SEALs.
I know
he
another also, Navy SEAL.
And he was on the show, damn it, my bad for not, and I hate saying my bad.
Mike, he didn't give his last name. It's part of the code.
What I said, how do you tell who's the SEAL, you know, if we're out and about and we're
right.
walking through society, how can you tell? Is it the big bulky?
Yeah.
Said no, it's probably the guy that if you're on a city bus and you're driving along, he's going to be the guy that's probably going to assist the old lady getting off the bus. And I went, I felt this American
like
flag in my
yeah.
gut, and I went, yes, sir. So that's it. I've said my speech.
Yes.
I hate to do that,
it's
but
a good speech.
I do it once in a while. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with Paintball Wars and Rob Spiewak right after this.
Meglio stasera, baby, go, go, go. Or as we natives say, fa subito.
Sometimes I play the wrong record.
What the
All
hell?
Right? I mean, it's an iPod, okay?
What the hell is that?
It's Buddy Greco.
Buddy Greco?
Yeah, it had better be tonight, or the Italian title, Mike, Meglio Stasera.
What were you looking for?
I was going to play Cecilia by Simon Garfunkel.
Go find Cecilia here. Please. Please. Oh, Cecilia. Yeah.
My apologies.
You're breaking Jim, me, and Julio down by the schoolyard.
You know, I bet I do. But I'll need a moment.
All right.
It's the past the Buddy Greca.
Our second segment is brought to you by Match.com. For 15 years,
yes,
helping millions of singles flirt, date, and fall in love. Match.com, baby, can help you find romance in your area, even your age, race, and religion. How about that, huh? You want a Jew? You get a Jew. There you go. Straight or gay, click their ad on our website for a free trial. It's a tradition. Go through Mike O'Mara. Go through MikeOMaraShow.com.
I love Mike O'Mara.
And you can get to Match.com. Then you can click on someone, and by that evening, you'll be fornicating.
Oh.
Mike, well, what if you would like to meet someone who is, say, perhaps Hispanic?
If you want a Hispanic, you can get a Hispanic at Match.com.
Where should you meet?
Huh?
Well, you could meet them down, you know,
at the schoolyard.
Of course.
With Julio. If he doesn't mind, come down and there'll be a little short guy, but he's a Jew. Anyway.
Get on Match.com and screw Paul Simon.
I think maybe it's the protein.
That was the greatest read of all time for Match.com.
I think I'll read it like that from now on.
That's great.
I love it.
The borderline porn producer. Even though it has nothing, it's a very reputable site.
Right.
Match.com. It's terrific. As a matter of fact, some might say it's spectacular. Rob Spiewak.
Yeah.
You had an outing with your daughter?
This Sunday, we went to Chase's birthday party, Mike.
Chase's?
Chase.
How's Chase doing? I like a lot of kids named Chase.
I like
nowadays.
The name. He's a great kid, and right. It was a good bunch of kids. And it was his 10th birthday party, and I think 10 is sort of the age that you start doing paintball.
Okay.
Now we've actually gone to this establishment before. Pev's Paintball.
Is it the one out there? Is it the one out on 15, the new one?
Yeah, the new one.
Is that a great facility?
It's a wonderful facility.
Call them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mark, I think that would be a potentially very good. And no, I'm not doing that.
What?
I'm not doing that again. We had an outing on the old radio show. Don't want to do that again.
No, I don't want to do that, especially after what I've seen.
I don't want to go play paintball.
So,
I want to.
Okay.
Then you know what? Have a blast.
Maybe Oscar. When you pitch
why
it,
not?
Say Oscar will do it, have an outing.
Why don't you want to? Well, Oscar.
You know, by that time, maybe I'll be svelte and light on my feet.
You're also.
Saturday, Sunday night, I had to give my child Tylenol so she could fall asleep. I don't want any part of it.
Just quickly, do you know what Chad and I did when we first got to the back to the DC market?
What's that?
So we were
agreed to do an appearance.
No,
for free. When
you, if you work in radio and you go and you're basically kind of like a journeyman, you go from station to station.
Right.
The toughest thing to do is not mix up the call letters because right. you're used to saying, and the call letters usually are what for your station right now.
The WVRX.
Did you ever say WJFK by accident?
I said the Don and Mike show one time.
Okay, while you're on air,
I've said that on this broadcast.
Because you say it for so many years.
I said the Don and Mike show instead of call letters because for most of my career. I've been nationally syndicated.
Clearly.
Yes.
Which is nice.
I don't know why I'm being like that.
Because,
with you.
But it's not as nice.
I should. You're a wonderful it's part
for,
of this.
It's for our new iTunes listeners.
It's not as nice, Mike, as being the most popular podcaster in the universe.
So
clearly.
We would mess up the call letters and we would say 101.5 Free FM.
Right.
Instead of 106.7.
Yes,
WJFK.
It happens all the time.
Sure. And so we did this bit on the air where if we messed up, we'd have to rack up paintball shots from close range, which is not recommended by the
guy. Pain. That's pain. Very good pain.
So at the end of the show, we would shoot each other for having it.
But see, that's the kind of stuff I love that you did.
Yeah.
I love that stuff. That's it.
And what was the worst?
Yeah, welts, right?
Oh no. Yeah. Bruises.
Yeah.
Welts and bruises. So we were about, I would say, 3 to 4 feet away from each other.
Oh, my God.
And we would have to choose where we wanted to get shot. And we would shoot each other, which was the worst part. And I remember, as soon as legal got a wind of this, a week into us shooting each other, just like any other legal department.
I can't see them approving it.
Yeah. Why don't you knock this off? Though, for that straight week, it was pretty brilliant. But I remember taking off my shirt at one point, and I said, this is clearly not worth it.
Clearly not worth it.
No.
It's crazy. I love I, if I get thin enough, maybe we'll do something. But that'd be a nice little
just think how you'll get to shoot me as much as you want.
That's right. And Mark won't shoot anything because paintballs aren't free.
Okay. But tell us your paintball story.
So it's Chase's birthday. Julia is the only girl invited, which I think speaks very well of her.
Right.
I think perhaps, you know, the guys are quite fond of Miss Julia.
Hey.
So we get there. They're 10.
Fantastic. How many blondes? No.
Easy. Easy. Come on. That's down by the schoolyard.
That's really, hey,
well,
Rob.
She gets along with everybody.
She gets along with everybody.
Rob, I am really sorry.
Are you?
That was not, I would not,
are you
I would
sure
like
enough?
To be on the receiving end of that, and I will not be on the donating
That's
end.
Two today, by the
I'm
way.
I'm taking that back.
You brought
back.
Up Shamrock and now his daughter.
I know. Yeah. I will stop.
Piling on.
Don't look at me like
that's
that.
That's fine.
Don't look at me like that.
Mark, will you send me a text reminding me to DVR The Daily Show? Apparently, it's quite funny in its content.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob.
Okay. Appreciate so we it. Get there for the 10th birthday, and when I get there, Robert is like, yeah, can I do this? And I said, you know, I don't think 8-year-olds should be doing it. Really, the answer should have been, Robert, I don't want you with a firearm.
Right.
Because
right.
I don't think he's at that level
do
yet.
Do they let him out there? Is it
turns
legal?
Turns out that you can put an 8-year-old on the course.
Wow.
But parents say nay.
Yeah, I would say so.
So we get there, and the first thing I see is men tailgating. Okay? I get to Pev's,
awesome,
which was, and they
answer
got,
me these questions.
And right. It's a wonderful parking lot with pickup trucks that have gone in, you know, nose first. Then the tailgates are down. They've set up, and it's not just one guy. This is the norm on like a whole strip. They've set up folding banquet-sized tables, and they're laying out their guns, plural guns.
No food or anything. Right?
No, they're just showing their weaponry.
This is just the guys and that are really into it.
Well, I think maybe the voice might be a little more like this.
The guys are really into it right now.
And then, you know, and then.
Guys that would not be in Navy's team.
No, these are guys that probably, much like Ted Nugent's famous line is, you can't grill it till you kill it.
You know, the thing.
They're hunters.
One of the things the SEAL said today
the camouflage.
Said, there's an academic element too, which would probably. When he's talking about being in the SEALs,
yeah.
You know, that's really important to
that
point
might
out.
Exclude a lot of the paintballers.
Mike, you are such a hypocrite.
Why?
You are such a hypocrite.
Why?
Because we watch, like, all these. We love Sons of Anarchy, right?
Yes.
We love it. And those guys get on there and they do drugs and they run arms and they do all kinds of things.
Right.
And you want to start a motorcycle club. And what's your motorcycle club going to do?
Be called Mike's Bikes.
We're going to eat cake. we're gonna get together.
You're gonna drink beers and get on your expensive motorcycles on a Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
Yes.
You think I shouldn't have a motorcycle?
No, you're...
That's another segment.
I know. It's. I'm just saying that the guys that go out and play, and maybe I'm defending them because I've gone out and played with
how
them.
How does this work
he's
into
making
my
a comparison.
Hypocrisy?
The comparison
he's
is
getting
this.
There. Give him a chance.
Is that
he's got
the guys that
podcasts.
Go out and play paintball are guys that just want to have fun and they want to pretend, yes, maybe they're Navy SEALs, maybe they do it on the weekend,
okay, maybe
they're
right.
on teams.
Okay, and
maybe
the guys that would be
fun.
In my motorcycle club want to pretend they're motorcycle gang members.
Yes.
You're right.
But you know what?
Cannot lie.
But you know what? No, counterpoint.
He's
not,
right.
No, he's not. Because
he is.
He's not.
He is.
Because you're not pretending to be in a motorcycle
right.
club. You are in a motorcycle club.
Club. That's why it says MC on the jacket.
But not gang.
Huh?
But
not a gang.
But you would like to be in a gang.
What does the Sons of Anarchy jacket say on it? MC.
Oh.
What do the Hell's Angels say?
That's well, right. Only the Master of Ceremonies gets that jacket.
Haven't gotten any good names either for that.
Mike's no, Bikes.
Not I at all.
Mike's Bikes. Mike's Bike sounds like something you get where you get a pink Schwinn to give your 5-year-old
Also, someone emailed me an idea. Sons of Obesity. Not
that's
mine.
Painful.
Just
that's
passing
funny.
It along.
That's fabulous.
Fabulous?
I won't use it, but that is fabulous.
So they're laying their guns out.
Sons of Obesity.
How
somebody
dare you?
Make a t-shirt or a graphic, please.
Sons and of Obesity, please get the t-shirt to us.
They're shimmying into their camouflage jumpsuits.
The kids.
No,
the adults.
Grown-ups.
Oh, the grown-ups are getting ready outside.
And they're doing all this, and there's one guy with almost a complete set of teeth standing in his pickup truck, and he's in his underwear. And he says, I switched to boxer briefs, and they rock. And Julia looks at a full-grown man in his underwear, and I'm like, honey, we need to get to the picnic tables.
Yeah.
We must go.
Move along.
And wow. She's looking at the guys, and there's, you know, I'm hearing snips and drips and draps of conversation. Well, what do you got on that? 600 feet per second. That's it.
Rob, I can see your face.
Yeah.
I can see your face.
Stand close to me, children. I'm not holding my kids this close if we're crossing the beltway. Uh-huh. I'm holding them in my pocket. Okay. What you got on that? Double trigger.
What's honestly the primary feeling that's going through your head at this
well,
point?
Well, right now, it's get away from these guys.
Yeah.
So you're nervous.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Julia is feeling it more because it's a drop-off party. I know that in 5 minutes, Robert and I are going to the Apple store, wow. So I don't care.
Wow.
But Julia looks at me and says, Dad? And when she says dad and not daddy, she's serious.
Right.
Dad? Yes. We're not competing against these guys.
Oh,
are we?
See,
I said,
that's tough.
I said,
there you yeah, paintball
that's
people.
That's tough.
You said, yes, you are.
I said, yes, you are.
Don't have any 8 year old. We don't have 8 year olds side by side when we're on our hogs on the open road.
It is dangerous.
So we get to the pick. We get past the people showing on. What you gonna put in the breach? 800. Okay, we get to the picnic tables, and I fill out a lengthy release form that I don't read a single word of.
Of course.
Smart. And as a matter of fact, it turns out I actually printed and signed on the wrong place. But as the mother of Chase said, doesn't matter. I don't think they read them anyway.
So how many kids were at this party?
I think it was 12, a dozen.
Wow.
And
pretty good party as far as
for a 10-year-old?
10-year-olds yeah, go, they paintball had, party. Pretty good deal.
They had a blast, and they used Groupon, so they got a great deal.
Well, there you go.
So the mother says, now, it's wet. So
see, he ought to play that song for you, for himself.
Yes. Yeah.
It wasn't me who used
you ought to
Groupon.
Give the Menasha song for you.
But you were very proud.
I was.
Well, you were impressed.
So
by
you
that.
Saved.
I said save.
So, with your Groupons.
So the mother says,
stop right there.
Yes.
Does this have a little more?
A little more.
A
yeah.
little bit more. Let's yeah. take a break, and we will come back and finish up with the story right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. This segment is brought to you by Pro Flowers. You know, your mom likes the thoughtful you the best. Mm-hmm. So this Mother's Day, show her you're not a screw-up. Send her flowers from Pro Flowers for just $19.99 to get a beautiful arrangement along with a free glass vase or other specials. Help yourself and help the show by clicking the Pro Flowers ad on our website. We would appreciate you doing that. And once again, it's one of those deals. A lot of people sell Pro Flowers. A lot of people tell you about it. If you go to our website and you go to Pro Flowers, it doesn't affect you at all. It's the exact same price it would be anywhere else. It affects us in the positive. So help us out. Thank you very
Got
much.
Got a great note from a guy named Jeff, I think. Anyway, he went to the website, and what you don't know is there's a picture of every arrangement. Mm-hmm. And he let his kids choose their mom's flowers based on the pictures.
Nice.
So the kids were actually choosing the flowers.
I like that.
Very cool.
Welcome back to the segment. Rob's going to wrap up his story, and then I want to tell you about my mom's first night
I gotta hear it.
In assisted living.
So we get up there, and the mother says, well, it's a little wet out there, so I want to warn you, your child will be returned to you wet, bruised, and covered with paint. I said, that's great. I'll see you at 1:30. Now, at that point, that's the first time they had just opened. It was 11 o'clock. And I saw the first round launch on the course that's right in front of.
Were there a lot of parents there observing? Because I'm sure there were
no,
a lot of nervous.
No, parents were dropping and leaving.
Really?
But what happened is.
I don't think I could do that. But, well, I'd have to stay.
I saw the first course. There's several courses. There's one with rocks. There's one with buildings. Mm. But this one looks like it's built
by. Of course, you'd stay
Nerf.
For different reasons, though. You'd stay for, hi, I'm Maya's dad.
Yes.
You know, what's name? Oh, Kristen. Very nice to meet you. Is that your daughter out there? Yeah, she's lovely. Yes.
Basically separated.
Have you heard of Yeah, she's very sick.
Do you ride? Do you ride horses? I do.
Do you ride?
Have you heard of Mike O'Mara? I could get him on my phone right now.
That's worked brilliantly for me.
It's worked for me.
So what happens after this?
So they've got this on the main course that's right in front of the gift shop.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and I do a lot of my shopping there.
Mm. The gift shop.
It looks like it's built by Nerf. There's right. like big rubbery
that's a
kid's cubes.
Course. Yeah. Yes, totally.
But the people that are on there look like Navy SEAL Team 6. And they're ready to go. And I'm saying, oh, look, Julia, they're going to start. And there's a line of 10-year-olds. And they go, go! And I go, and all you hear for like 15 seconds is,
These are the 10-year-olds?
No, these are the Navy SEAL adults.
These are the adults.
And they've got
the guys that were in their underwear.
And they've got the double triggers, and they've got 600 feet
like,
a second.
Like being a grown man and shoulder rolling into what is basically a Nerf barrier.
They're running and sliding and spinning. And I look and I see a line of 10 year olds, and they're all looking like they've just been told they're going to be shot.
Yeah. Your execution will be in 5 minutes.
They're all like,
they're scared.
Yeah, they're horrified. And to a person, each one says, are we competing against them?
Oh, wow.
Are we competing? And meanwhile, it's still.
So the kids at the birthday party are going to be on one team.
Yes.
They're not going to divide the kids.
And
the
it turns
party.
Out that this double trigger, put on your underwear and dance in your pickup truck, this is a semi-professional league.
Okay.
And may I say this to everyone who is in a semi-professional paintball league, keep bettering yourself.
Oh. What, physical activity? Is that bad?
Oh, you. Jeez. You can't defend this. You,
I think it's
you
fun.
Are such a, let me tell you something about Oscar. He like he really hones in on his demographic.
He
like
does.
Nobody.
He does.
Really do.
I enjoy
you know
it.
It's absurd, too.
No, we used to go
semi-pro.
Out and have a
great time. Semi-pro. I'm going
semi-pro. Oh, it's Sunday at 11. I can't make church.
Might be generational,
those
Jim.
Guns can cost up to $2,000. Get the right one.
Okay, good stuff.
Double trigger.
So do the kids.
600 feet per second, double breach.
Do the kids.
It is also painful, by the way.
Well, I'm getting to this. So I finally explained to Julia three times that you're not competing against this league play. And okay, I signed the release. I said, I'm going to go. Is that cool? It's cool. Have fun. Okay, because, you know, she's now 10. She really doesn't want me there because
it's embarrassing.
There are boys.
Yes, of
that
course.
She hates.
Mm-hmm. Wink, wink.
So right. I leave and I come back and I go up there to the observation deck and watch some of the action. It's
the 10-year-old action?
I can see it. They're way in a far away course.
They keep them away
but
from
I
the,
can see,
the adults.
I can't get close because I didn't have paintball mask. There is a certain place you can't go by if you don't have paintball mask.
The safety zone.
So
paintball mask.
Paintball mask. You can't go there.
Mask.
Why? You have no paintball mask.
Put on paintball mask.
So I walk up to the observation deck and observe not only the hot 10-year-old action, but also the best looking people I've ever seen. Robert says, Daddy, I'm cold. I say, we won't be here long. Daddy, I'm bored. I say, here, play Angry
you
Birds.
Know what's
I got
funny
people to watch.
With this whole story, it's great. And at the same time, I'm dying to go out and do it now.
Yeah.
It sounds like fun now. It really does.
I don't want to be shot.
I'm not.
Have
RJ,
a laser tag.
I'm going to take you. I'm ready to go. You're on my
was
team.
Was that a threat?
No, I'm going to take RJ on
you
my team.
You can take RJ. I'll take Ronick.
Oh, come on.
There we go. We already did it.
Damn it!
Thank you.
Okay. And
thank
and
you very much.
Buzz and I will just cover it. Yeah. Buzz and I will be on the observation
awesome.
Deck.
So what happens after this?
So, Julie, I see them parading back down. And it turns out they did four matches. They did one in an urban setting. How funny is it when a 10-year-old says, Dad, we did a match in an urban setting.
An urban setting. They do have great structure out there.
Oh, that's so
they've
nice.
Got buildings. It's kind of neat.
So she comes back, and she looks like she could be squeezed and turned into a breakfast drink. She is orange, head to toe.
Right.
The color of sick urine.
So they didn't pick on the girl, did they?
She forgot when she was out and she was leaving the course. You're supposed to put your hand up.
Yeah, when you've been shot.
Last match, she forgot. And walked.
You're supposed to hold it up.
She didn't hold her hand out, and she walked out in the open, and then just, you know, everyone. And she was pummeled.
Oh,
but,
wow.
Had a blast.
Right.
Would do it again until about 8:30 Sunday night when she says, Dad, I hurt. I said,
oh,
where?
Oh, no.
She said, all over.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we
did
gave
she
her
lay
some,
her up?
She did. She wore two sweatshirts, two sets of sweatpants, and the protector.
And it still hurts.
But still, tender young skin. She's a baby girl.
Oh, yes. Your baby. But
so I Tylenol'd her up and put her to bed. She's ready to she's ready to do it again.
I Tylenol'd her up. So a good time was had by all.
And remember, Mike, 600,
great story.
600 feet per second. Double breach, double trigger.
Fantastic.
Oh, and also there was one kid. He was Chase's cousin. He's like maybe 14 and a really cool, funny kid. I saw him coming out of the play. He's the one that said, can't go in there, no paintball mask. I said, what's the matter? He looked at me like he'd lost a parent. He said, I run out of air. He had to go back to the pro shop and get his CO2 tank charged. Like, I couldn't shoot. I run out of air.
You know, the one we did, wasn't awesome. The one we did that one time in the woods?
It was back it was down like in the woods. It was in Prince William County.
Like that. Wow. Way too much exercise.
And as I recall, it was like 20 below zero.
It was way too much exercise and on the ground. That looks like you're out in a flat field.
Yeah.
And they just have obstacles. Like, I think they're very close to each other.
8 or 9 courses.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's very cool. So,
but don't forget your paintball
good
mask.
Good move on that. Yeah, we'll look forward to that.
Yeah. Okay.
Before we go to break here, I do want to share the story of my bittersweet weekend, which I don't think I got a chance to talk about yesterday. I went up to my childhood home. My mom moved out on a Saturday. I was up there on Friday getting some stuff. I've got some stuff that's lingering here. That,
and it was she couldn't make the payments?
Yeah, she was she was so upside down after 50 years.
Yeah,
no, well, she's selling her house, and we cleaned out everything at the last minute, and it was very sad. And, you know, we were cool about it. My sister was very cool. I think my sister felt a little guilty because she was continuously saying to me on the weekend, you know, but she's really excited about this. This is going to be out. I finally couldn't say anything to her. It's like she didn't want to hear it, but I'm like, okay, I understand. This is a good move. She is happy.
She was trying to make herself feel
she
better.
Wants it. Well,
she should have sent you a picture of your mom looking excited.
She didn't need to. She really didn't need to because I knew this was the right thing for my mom. Right. You know, the house has become too much for her, and she's 91 years old.
That's right.
It's when these things happen, and so she's moving into her own apartment just outside of Boston. And she's excited about it. But still, apparently there were a lot of tears on Saturday when I wasn't there. And
because you weren't there.
Because I wasn't there. That's right. She cried and cried and went into the house and had a last look. And I don't even know what that must be about. I don't even know what that must feel like. I know it feels strange when you're a 50-year-old guy and you walk into your childhood bedroom that you've been able to see every year for 51 years and it's the last time you're going to see it. That's kind of a weird feeling, a weird sensation.
See anything you left behind?
No, it was bare walls.
That's creepy, man.
And did a terrible job of carving my name. But I carved my name up in the attic.
Oh, nice. Good job.
I have,
3 rafters fell.
It's funny. Yeah. I've never mentioned this, but I played when I was a kid with glow-in-the-dark, it was not silly string, it was more like paint. Mm-hmm. And I played
phosphorescent paint that you would show with a black light, right?
What the radiation properties or the shelf life of this stuff is, but I played with this when I was a little boy.
Yes.
You go into my attic, you shut the door, turn off the light, this stuff still glows.
Wow.
This is when I was like 8. Do the math of how long this stuff. And one of the things I wrote
maybe it's not allergies that's wrong with your lungs.
One of the things
how much
that
lead was in that?
I wrote on there was death. You know?
Well, you are cool, man.
I don't know if they've had the chance to go into this attic yet, the people that bought the house. And when they shut that light up and they see death and they see it fluoresce, well, but it's fluorescent, it looks like a haunted house.
Most people don't go in the attic and turn off the light. Most people have it on.
How cool were my parents, though, to let me do that?
Scale of 9 to 10?
And have an attic where I could do all that painting and they didn't disapprove.
Well, you're like Greg Brady. You got a room up in the attic.
It was fun. No, this was the attic where we kept stuff, and it's still defacing the house any way you slice it.
And Mike having fun in the attic.
Oh, it was fun. God, we did it. You know, it was always stuff like that. I didn't smoke dope.
I'm up in the attic, Mom, painting death.
I didn't smoke that Mary Jane.
That's right. Eating, smoking grass.
What treasures did you bring back?
I got some pictures, some paintings that my father did, watercolors that, you know, unfortunately would be all over this, but this is a studio now. And,
too bad he didn't do a watercolor of us.
Yeah, isn't that a shame? I could have sent that picture. He would have done it.
I know.
But there is a sketch that he did of me. Hey, RJ, cool. Go out and get that pencil sketch my dad did of me when I was a little boy, and I'll show our Ustreamers
that.
Amazing. That's worth it. That's this will only take
Oh, he's mad.
He
that's the first time I saw that.
There you go. He used to do that. He did model ships. My father was very artistic that
he
way.
He built those?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, and
yeah.
I swear,
that's why I kept it.
I gave another
that
look
is
at
awesome.
It. I gave another look at it. I think any hobby shop would be able to restring that sail.
Go back and look on the back of that sailboat that's out there, and on the back you will see Mary O.
Named it after
on a little plaque that was written and takes very detailed, painstaking
these
stuff.
Those are beautiful.
Kind of like putting a ship in a bottle.
You know what I saw that was really cool were those brass propellers.
Yeah. I kept those. Those were a last-minute call. Do you want these? And for some reason, I thought they looked cool. They're
very
candle
cool.
holders.
Well, you know what? On their side, they would make great bookends.
Yeah, they would. They're very, very cool.
Classy.
What's the picture of that mysterious woman? There's like a picture framed, and there's some the round woman was. Is it like your mom?
That's just an ugly family member that nobody knows. And my sister.
And speaking of which,
my sister put that in as a joke.
Okay.
And we used to, because I used to say, is that our paternal grandmother? Because she died when my father was 5 years old.
Okay.
And no, it's not. And nobody ever knew who it was. We all said, God, she is fugly. I mean, turbo fugly. And so what did Kathy do? She put it, my sister put
that's
it.
That's classic.
Put it in my stuff.
Classic family stuff.
Yeah, that's family stuff. So this would be Michael by Daddy. March 21st, 1966.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Wow. He did that.
Wow.
That was a picture of me with my oversized
ears.
That's
really good.
And my oversized head.
That is amazing.
He took a long time to do that in 1966, everybody.
Wow. That is really cool.
So that's
could we make that the avatar for today?
Oh, yeah. I think we absolutely should.
Yeah why not? You know what? That's a tribute to my old man. We can do that. So really I had my sad moment in the house, and then I guess Mom had hers and moved out. And I just can't even imagine what it's like. But we had laughs during this, and ever since she got this apartment, it's on the ground floor, and my nephew Michael said, well, if you're on the ground floor, that's very convenient for some egress for gentlemen callers. And it was just funny, and we laughed at that. And we go back
How
and forth.
How old is he,
and,
your nephew?
He's 20, mid-20s.
Oh, that is hilarious.
So he's
mid to late 20s
got
now.
He's sex on his mind.
He's a sex machine. And so she gets up there. I call her Saturday. They've just left, and everything went smoothly with the move. They're on their way. And then I call her again Sunday. I call her Monday. I said, Mom, I'm going to the dad just died schedule of phone calling. When I called her like every other day, almost every day, just to check and see how she was doing. Yeah. And so, you know, we chat a little bit, and she's doing fine. But you can just hear in that voice that she's absolutely doing the very best job she can. Oh, I'm gonna get emotional. Damn it.
No, it's okay, Mike. It's okay. And you know what I think it is? Is she probably
to put a good face on it when she's probably a little freaked out.
Well, it's different. It's different. She had what, 50, 60 years developing.
If you go on 500 calories a day, this is how you're going to end up. Mm. An emotional cripple.
No, Mike.
You're going to be a blubbering mess.
Mike,
that's
you were crying. It has nothing to do with your mom. You were crying the same way when I saw you taste the steak this morning.
So she is, now I'm laughing. Ha, ha, ha. So she's putting as good a face on it.
Mood swings.
You know she is really probably a little freaked about that and a little scared probably.
Well, anytime you move, it's one of the toughest things in the world.
Right,
and
exactly.
This is a huge move.
So it goes fine, though, and she's fine. She's settled, and I feel kind of good that she's in, and the whole family was up there with her on Sunday, my sister's family. Everybody was hanging. All her pictures have been hung. All her stuff has been there.
No pictures, no pictures of you, of course.
No. That's,
because you took them.
Why didn't she take that? Anyway, so.
She had that, but there was black cloth taped over it.
So she's up there, and I guess noonish on Sunday I talked to her, and I let her go. And then I get a call at 6:30 on Sunday night, and she calls me, and I said, "Hey, how you doing?" She said, "Well, fine. Everybody's just left." And I said, "Okay." And I just wanted to give you a call and tell you everything's fine. I said, "That's great." She said, "But I had to tell you one thing, and I wanted to tell you first."
Here we go.
Just right after they left, not more than 10 minutes, there was a knock on my door.
Oh no.
And Stuart from down the hallway. This man, I won't mention his last name, but I think his first name is Stuart. Knocks on the door.
So it's a neighbor.
And says, "Hey, you the new tenant. I just wanted to welcome you. And if you are ever free for dinner,
wow.
I would love to take you to dinner."
Wow.
It took her 10 minutes the assisted living facility to get hit on by the neighbor down the hallway.
Now, it's an assisted living facility. Isn't it sitting next to her?
Saying assisted living facility is really not Stew the Screw.
That's his nickname.
No, it's not. Saying it's assisted living is not. It's really not right now.
Okay.
She has a facility right there, but she's in an apartment.
It's
she's in her own independent apartment. Yeah,
but for
it's in an independent apartment.
For lack of a better word, there's probably like a dining hall or
right.
or a meal
yeah.
area.
Exactly.
So he's really not taking her to the Palm.
It's
he's just sitting next to her.
I unhinged my jaw.
That is great.
She gave me, you know, out of a really bittersweet weekend, she gave me the laugh of my night. I could not stop laughing. You're talking about, you know, this guy comes in.
Yeah. I noticed the family all left, and now I'm ready.
But she wanted to call you.
Oh, it was because she knew that
you would get it.
She knew I'd get the job.
Have you seen
she still gets the job.
Have you seen the commercial? I think it's for the glasses in about an hour place.
Right.
Where it's the old man that has to go get new hip glasses because new women are checking into the old folks' home. It's the same thing.
Well, it's a new life, you know, and I will be giving you continuous updates on how she is doing there.
Awesome.
You know, it's a new world, and I'm happy that she's there, but she obviously, and you know what? The pretty lady from years and years ago, I think she liked the humor of it, but I think she also just, probably experienced something she hasn't experienced in decades.
It's probably a similar ego boost to Oscar getting on two podcasts on iTunes.
I would think so.
All right. On that note, we will take a break. Come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault right after this.
Not me.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's such an ass.
Go on, Atlanta. Go on, Atlanta.
Did you hear him?
What did he say? What did he say?
When you said, I wish I was black, he said, not me.
So wrong to like what you are.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our show is brought to you by Dr. Bruce Friedman. Right now, Dr. Friedman's offering breast augmentation for just $49.90. You can't beat that. That's a savings over $1,000. And guys, turn those man boobs into pecs.
Beautiful.
Have someone you know call Dr. Friedman's office today. You'll find his number by clicking his ad on our website. I don't know where he decides to select the music. I don't. I don't know
don't
where it
comes
from.
Don't you do it on random a lot of times?
Sometimes I'll put it on shuffle and I'll just see what comes up.
I'm a blubbery goofball today, but I'm having a very, very good time.
You're fine.
On this show. Uh-oh. All right, go ahead. What do we have?
Open the thing.
You
got to open the thing.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. It's something. Well, it's because you're dressed in layers. It looks like
I know,
you're headed to paintball.
I'm wearing a heavy fleece on an 80 degree day in Washington. I shouldn't be doing
I
that.
I seldom do this, but I have to issue a retraction correction from the audio vault.
Okay.
Yesterday, we played tape of what I said was an anchor in either San Diego or San Francisco saying that President Obama was dead.
I think you said San Diego.
I think you're right.
And that's the Ron Burgundy on your brain.
However, it was not from San Diego.
Okay.
It was from Washington, D.C., and it was our own Will Thomas.
That's who I thought it was.
I wouldn't have known this except for Letterman turned it into a bit last night.
Okay.
So here is my retraction in the form of the Fox News clip of the week.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for Fox News News Clip of the Night. Here we go.
And may God bless the United States of America.
President Obama speaking from the East Room of the White House, telling the nation and the world President Obama is in fact dead.
So there you go.
So he mines all the local Fox affiliates for that stuff.
My apologies. Management regrets the error.
He's got to be good for one of those a week, I would think.
Now, also, do you remember this guy from yesterday? I know he was one of your favorites.
The flash headline that we have this evening is that the Al-Qaeda leader, Osama bin Laden, is dead. U.S. authorities have his body. Obama killed a week ago by a U.S. bomb. Fox News Radio.
Now, remember, that was Sal Giangrosso on
Fair
Fox News Radio.
Fair and balanced.
Right.
Fair and balanced. Well, yes. Guess what? He did it again.
And accurate.
Yeah, this is from the next day from Sal Giangrosso.
The flash headline that we have this evening is that the Al-Qaeda leader, Osama bin Laden, is dead. U.S. authorities have his body. Obama killed a week ago by a U.S. bomb.
Now, I have to apologize. I played the same cut twice by accident, but he's the guy who blew it yesterday.
Right.
And he blew it again today. Okay, he's not getting any better. That was the tape. I just played it.
Very good.
I couldn't have fumbled it any worse. No. So let's move on.
It's funny because you're playing mistakes and making mistakes as you're playing them.
That's why I'm only on one of the most popular podcasts in America. former Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf, not pleased with the United States.
Yeah, tough.
Well, you know, I think it's great that, and Matt Lauer was relentless this morning. He kept saying, so it's pretty clear we don't trust Pakistan, right?
Right.
He said it to everybody. Well, this guy is pissed, and he's letting it show.
American troops coming across the border and taking action in one of our towns, that is Abbottabad, is not acceptable to the people of Pakistan. It is a violation of our sovereignty. It would have been far better if Pakistani Special Services Group had operated and conducted the mission.
How would that have gone?
Now, really, do you think, with the amount of moles and things going on in that country, and I'm not calling the country evil, I'm just
he had a compound with 40-foot walls, and nobody even checked. They check every house over there.
And by the way, doesn't that look like the house that your mom just sold?
Very similar. Very similar. She had a little deck area right around her bedroom with 7-foot-tall walls.
Okay, well, okay, so, you know, I want you to know that there's trouble a-brewing in Pakistan.
So
now,
what?
And I'll say Pakistan because Buzz is not here.
That's the way I feel right now as an American.
I want to play you some video of something that went on in Japan, and I want you to try and figure out what's going on in the video. I'll reveal it after the tape.
I cheated.
I know, you read ahead.
I'll guess.
I have a guess.
All right. Do you have a guess?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is a person that works at Costco.
No. I'm sorry. 20 down.
A cat auction.
It is not a cat
auction. Play a little more. Play a little more. RJ, do you know what it is, RJ?
I say bingo.
It is not bingo.
Let's listen again.
Okay, here we go.
Listen and really try. I'm going to give them a hint, okay? Rob? I'm going to give them a hint.
And we'll be clear afterwards.
It's a contest.
It is a contest.
Let's listen to it and see what kind of contest it is. Do you know, Oscar?
Oscar rings in.
Wrangling kittens?
No.
No.
Mark Ronick.
Yeah, it's some kind of auction?
No.
The correct answer.
RJ Diaz.
I say it's a baby race.
Close.
Very close.
The closest.
The correct answer, and I didn't know this existed, it's called the 20th Annual Nakisumo, which is a crying baby contest. And here's what they do in Japan.
they practice child abuse.
The children are held by sumo wrestlers, and you can see this on our page on the YouTube.
They don't take 10-year-olds to paintball?
No, they don't do that.
I am going right to this video.
And then men try to make the children cry by scaring them, wearing frightening masks.
Wow.
Now, here's...
Unreal.
I thought, you know what this is? This is an internet hoax. I said, Rob, this can't be. Because this is an internet hoax. And so I dug a little deeper.
You're listening to the sound of competition. About 70 babies in northern Japan fought it out over the weekend in a baby crying contest. A pair of babies carried by two men in sumo wrestling costumes squared off in the ring. The loudest cry baby was declared the winner. The babies range from 4 months to 2 years old. Some contestants smiled at the attention. Others slept during their match, and some began crying even before they stepped foot in the ring. One mom said she had been eager to have her son participate, and she hopes he'll grow up healthy. Gary Hamilton for CBSNews.com.
I hope he grows up healthy in spite of the fact that I have a man screaming at him in a mask.
And I'm being held by a sumo wrestler. That's if I was Gilbert Gottfried, I'd have a horribly tasteless joke right now.
Now, because we're doing the audio vault with an Asian flavor.
Yeah, we got time for one more?
Let me do this and then one more.
Okay, real quick.
I know that Oscar will like this because it's one of his favorite songs, but with an Asian twist, Mike. Do you like pop music?
Oh, I sure do.
Well, then you're going to love the Asian. Actually, let's be specific. Chinese. Here is the song Friday.
Friday.
There we go.
Pop music, dude. Pop music, dude.
It's been good. Yum, yum for you.
Very good. Awesome. I love that.
All right, and I leave you with a great... Oh, here's the hook. I'm sorry.
Kind of has a nice kick to it.
It does.
All right, Mike. Nice. What is, you ask yourself, what does it sound like when an orca, when a killer whale tries to make love to a boat? Oh. Haven't you often asked this?
I've always wanted to know what that sounded like.
Well, I think we have the answer for you today on the Audio Vault. Should it choose to play?
Vault.
That's
Vault.
Why we edit. Oh.
It's the blowhole, Mike.
Wow. I want to hear that vibration.
How can something called killer have so much love in it?
There's that one. Trying to bang the boat?
Not a very big boat. And that, Mike, that is your Magic Audio Vault.
Who's horny? That's it. We got to get out of here. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And thanks to everybody on iTunes for voting for this show. We truly appreciate that. Our show today was brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Flowers are not your only Mother's Day option. You can find gifts of all kinds at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. When you think of shopping for any occasion, think of Amazon. We truly appreciate it. I do want to read the disclaimer because I don't read that very often. This program cannot be rebroadcast without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our website is designed by PixelMeld.com. For advertising info, call 301-244-8773. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Mark Roddick, RJ Diaz, this is Mike O'Mara. Thanks so long, everybody.
Bye bye.
Whale sex. Bye-bye.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick.